Pag-aralan na lang ninyo yung study notes. Ito ang laman ng final exam ninyo. Okay, huwag yung dalhin ito sa araw ng final exam. So anyway, pag pumasa kayo sa final exam, meron kayong special Bible study prize. Tapos, nasa chapter 32 tayo, so nakikita mo yan. Pagdating natin sa 34, i-review ko uli ito bago tayo pumasok sa 35. Tapos may limang chapters na lang, nandun na, tapos na. So we are close to the end and we'll review this chart one more time when we finish chapter 34. Okay? Just so that we have an overview of the book of Exodus. But all of this from this portion to the middle portion is part of the final exam. These are extra bonus, whatever. Any other bonuses for the final exam, all right? And you don't have to have 100%, you just need to pass the final exam. Basta pumasa kayo, merong 75 or more, merong kayong gantimpala. Pastor, pag hindi ko na nakuha yung 75, next week, mag-test ulit. Tapos pag yun, nakuha mo na next week yung test, ay yun na yung gantimpala. Okay, so, hindi naman tayo kasing higpit ng Department of Education. At mas maganda pa yung paksa natin kesa sa paksa nila. Anyway. So let's look at Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. At bantayan ko yung clock. 9:40. Kailangan nandun na ako sa sasakyan ko. Ha? May special assignment ako. Okay. So Exodus chapter 32. Let's just look at this again. We find here Moses confronting the idolatry of Israel. And it's one thing for Israel to leave Egypt, but it's a whole nother thing for Egypt to leave Israel. So, itong Exodus 32 ay kasaysayan ng kasalanan ng Israel na sumamba sa Diyos-Diyosan na galing sa Ehipto. Dahil nung nawala si Moses, umakyat siya sa bundok, kinausap siya ng Diyos, yun ang laman ng Exodus chapter 25 hanggang 31. Binigyan ng Diyos ng command si Moses na itaguyod ang tabernakulo, itaguyod ang pagpapare ng mga lahi ni Levi, lahi ni Aaron. So tinawag siya ng Diyos sa bundok at habang siya ay nasa bundok ng higit ng isang buwan, 40 days, tapos 10 araw, 1 month and 10 days he was in the mount and God was giving him all the revelation concerning the tabernacle and the priesthood. The people were waiting and waiting and they thought for sure that something happened to Moses and that they did not wait for him and did not listen to the Lord. And so they decided to eat, drink, and be merry and to worship the idol calf of Egypt. That's why I say Exodus is about Israel leaving Egypt, but Egypt never left Israel. And this is how it is as Christians. We have to be very careful. Just because you are saved doesn't mean that the world is no longer in your heart. You can get saved out of the world. Everybody who's born again, everybody who's saved, is called out of this world of sin. But it doesn't mean that the world left you. You are still capable of sinning. All different kinds of sins. And so you have to be very careful, Christian. So Exodus chapter 32, we find, last week we already read how Israel, through Aaron, created the golden calf. So sa pamamagitan ni Aaron, gumawa sila ng Diyos-Diyosan na si Apis, yung bulgad ng Egypt. Tapos, nagalit ang Diyos sa verse number 7. God was angry with Israel for the idolatrous work of worship. And now, God's worship is very sacred and very important to the Lord. Sagrado ho ang pagsamba sa Diyos. Hindi ho basta-basta. Kaya sa ating church, wala tayong santo-santo, rebulto, ganyan. Sapagkat, ang utos ng Diyos sa Exodus chapter 20 ay huwag gumamit ng mga inukit na bagay. At lalo nang huwag yumuko, huwag ipaglingkod, huwag isanto, huwag gawing Diyos-Diyosan sa buhay natin. Ang Diyos ay Espiritu at lahat ng sa Kanya ay sumasampalataya at sumasamba ay kinakailangan sumamba sa Espiritu at katotohanan according to John chapter 4 and verse 24. So, God was angry with Israel. Now, we haven't read chapter 33 and chapter 34, but part of God's judgment on Israel is that He will leave them alone. He will leave them alone. And that's sad. When the Lord allows you to just go on sinning. And there, the Lord will do that. You will suffer the consequences of sin. So mga Kristiyano, maging careful tayo sa kasalanan. Kung talagang ayaw mong sumunod sa Diyos at ayaw mong makinig sa Panginoon, pababayaan ka talaga ng Diyos sa kasalanan. At ikaw ang magbabayad. Ikaw ang haharap talaga sa consequences ng resulta ng iyong kasalanan. Then, sa chapter 32, verse 11, nanalangin si Moses. Moses intercedes. And this is just a review from what we learned last week. Moses intercedes. And because Moses intercedes and appeals to the covenant of God, God repents from wiping them out. And you see that in verse number 14. And the Lord repented of the evil which He thought to do unto His people. So, because of intercession, God spares Israel. So, dahil nanalangin si Moises, pinalitan ng Diyos yung isip niya na wawasakin niya ang Israel. Magsisimula siya ulit sa ng katulad ng ginawa niya sa panahon ni Noah. So, nagsisi ang Diyos. Now, pag sinabi ng Bible ang Diyos ay nagsisisi, hindi yan dulot ng siya ang nagbago. Okay? Tandaan nyo, ang Diyos ay hindi pwedeng magbago. Kung sino siya noon, siya yan ngayon, hindi siya nagbabago. Sino ang nagbabago? Ang tao. Tayo ang nagbabago. So, kung tayo ay makasalanan tao, hahatulan tayo ng Diyos. Pero kung tayo ay magsisi at sumampalataya at umasa sa Diyos at gumawa ng tama, hindi na tayo papaluan ng Diyos. Tayo ay bibiyayain ng Diyos. Okay, so sino ang nagpapalit? Ang Diyos ba o ang tao? Ang tao. So, tandaan natin, pag nakita natin nagsisisi ang Diyos, ito ay natural na response ng Diyos sa ating mga pagbabago. Okay? So, kung gusto mong i-bless ka ng Diyos, gumawa ka ng tama. Kung gusto mong sumpain ka ng Diyos, sumpain ka ng Diyos, di gumawa ka ng kasalanan. And so, hindi ang Diyos ang nagbabago. Tayo. Alright, so then you find in verse number 15, dito na magsimula ang ating pag-aaral. So, verse 15, Exodus 32, verse 15, and Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand, and the tables were written on both sides, on the one side and on the other side, they were written. So, itong tablet na sinasabi ni Moses dito, na dinala niya, yan yung dalawang bato na inukit ng Diyos sa kanyang daliri, ang Ten Commandments ng Exodus chapter 20. So yung nakaraan, nakita natin, binigay ng Diyos kay Moses yung Ten Commandments. Tapos dala-dala niya yan. Nang sinabihan siya ng Diyos, Moses, mabaka na dito kasi tapos na yung bilin ko sa iyo patungkol sa tabernakulo, tapos na yung bilin ko sa iyo patungkol sa pagpapare, tapos yung mga tao dun sa ilalim, nagwawala na sila. Sumasamba na sila ng mga Diyos-Diyosan. And so, dinala niya yan, Verse 16, and the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. Verse 17, and when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. So, akala ni Joshua, naggegera sila dun sa ilalim. Pero alam ni Moses, hindi yun tunog ng gera. Tunog yan ng pagsamba nila. Oh, ganyan ba ang tunog ng pagsamba? Parang gera, parang magulo, parang maingay, sobrang ingay. Hindi yan ang tunog ng wastong pagsasamba. So sa lipunan natin ngayon, merong mga rock na pinapasok, rock music, contemporary Christian music na pinapasok sa pagsasamba nila sa Diyos. At hindi yan kaaya-aya sa Diyos. I don't know kung kayo, paminsan punta kayo dito ng maaga before na magsimula pa tayo. Ay ang katabi natin dito, nagra-rock yan, parang banda na gusto kong kunin yung stick. Banda sa noo. Anyway, so yung ganyan na kaingay at kagulo ay hindi sa Diyos. Alright, so alam mo sa Cavite ngayon, bawal ang karaoke. Bawal ang karaoke ngayon sa Cavite. Lahat, buong araw. Dahil nga naman sa ingay. Hindi makamodule yung mga bata. Hindi makatrabaho yung mga online na nagtatrabaho. Kasi nga, yung sa sulok sa gilid, parang superstar. O akala niya, superstar siya. Pero superstar na walang kontrata. Lahat na nagkakaraoke, kaya ka nagkakaraoke kasi wala ka talagang kontrata. Kaya huwag mong isipin na ikaw ay isang dalubhasang singer kasi hindi ka pa na-discover. Talaga, pag nagkakaraoke ka, sinyalis na yon. Anyway, hindi karapat-dapat ang maingay at magulo sa pagsasamba sa Diyos. Ang Diyos ay banal, ang Diyos ay maayos, wala siyang pasayaw-sayaw sa kanyang service. Now si David ay masaya, naggalak at sumayaw siya noong isinuoli ang tabernakulo sa Jerusalem. Pero hindi yan ang sa pagsasamba nila kada Sabat sa Jerusalem. That is not how they worship. That was a exuberant, joyful event. Dancing is not part of the New Testament worship. It may have a part in Old Testament ceremony, but not in the New Testament. Choreographed dancing is sensual. Ang pagsasayaw ay malaswa. Kaya kaya nila kinikilos yung ano yung hips sa Tagalog. Yung mga balakang yan. Yan ang ginagamit nila. Yan ho ay very, very bad ang simbolo noon. Kaya wala tayong dancing, demonstrative worship, ganyan dito sa church. Dahil hindi ho tayo dapat nagpapasikat. Hindi ho tayo nagpapakitang gilas at pinapakita natin sa tao yung laman. Okay? Kaya tayo nakabihis ng maayos kasi ayaw natin na hubad o immodest yung nakakahiya ang sinusuot natin. Tayo ay sumasamba sa isang banal na Diyos at binibigyang pansin ng Diyos ang pagsasamba sa Kanya. God pays attention to His worship. God pays attention to His worship. He cares about the music. We make sure the music is not sounding like the noise of war in the camp. We make sure we are not worshiping idols. There are no idols in the church. Kahit na sayaw, demonstrative worship and dancing and choreography. Let me tell you something. Worshiping God is not fine arts. It is not fine arts. It is also not entertainment. We do not worship God in an entertainment fashion. Whether in dress, whether in music, God is holy and He deserves our best. And we present to God that which is holy. Ang sekreto, habang umaawit tayo, unahin ninyo yung mensahe ng awit, hindi yung tunog. Yung mundo, sinasanay ka muna sa tunog. Hindi na bale kung ano ang mensahe. Okay? Kaya ganito yon. Pag alimbawa, pumunta ka sa supermarket, bumibili ka ng pangangailangan mo para sa pamilya mo, eh yung tunog, napakalaswa. Bakit malaswa ang sinasabi ng tao? Alam mo kung ikaw tumayo ka dyan sa gilid at magsalita ka ng sinasabi nila sa music na pinapatugtog nila, pwede kang ikulong. Dahil sa dahil sa kalaswaan ng sinasabi mo, pwede mong sabihin corruption of minor. Pwede mong sabihin indecent language. Pero kaya lang, linalagay sa tunog na maganda na pakinggan. Kaya, sa mundo, inuuna talaga ang tunog. Hindi ganyan sa pagsamba sa Diyos at lalong hindi ganyan sa simbahan. Kaya tingnan natin yung words. Words ang primary muna. So, susunod na lang yung melody. Okay? At susunod na rin doon yung harmony. Tapos yung rhythm. Tapos yung timbre. Balang araw, pag-aralan natin ang music. Hindi lang ngayon. Pero pag nag-aral tayo ng music, siguradong titingnan natin ang Exodus 32. Babalik tayo dyan. Alright, so let's move on. So, verse 18, and he said, "It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither it is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear." And so, this is the way they worship God. They worship God in loud singing that sounds like war. There's driving beats, driving melody, eclipsing the melody. A harmony is more than the melody. Out of order talaga ang kanilang music. So sa music sa church, words, melody, harmony, rhythm, timbre. Yung music sa mundo, rhythm muna. Rhythm is the main thing. Tapos yung melody, tapos harmony, tapos yung timbre, huli. Kasi yung timbre, yan ang quality ng boses. Okay, so sa mundo, kahit na yung boses mo, parang hinihingal ka, o di parang nag-rarak ka na, okay lang sa mundo yun. Hindi ganyan ang worship sa Panginoon. Verse 19, "And it came to pass that as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount." So nashock si Moses sa nakita niya. What did he see? He saw dancing. This is sensual dancing, bodily movements that accentuate sensual acts, not appropriate. Hindi ho katanggap-tanggap yung pagkilos nila sa mga bewang nila. Ito ay hindi karapat-dapat sa simbahan o sa anumang pagsamba sa Diyos. And so yan ang nakita nila. Nakahubad sila. Sumasamba sila dyan sa Diyos-Diyosan ng Egypt, si Apis. Sila ay nagbibigay ng, ino-offer nila yung katawan nila. Nagsisiya sila. They eat, drink, and are merry. They are worshiping Apis, the bull god. And Moses was angry na nakita ni Moses ito. Verse 20, "And he took the calf which they made and burnt it in with the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it." Okay, now wait a minute. Paano ginawa ni Moses na powder yung calf worship na yan, tapos pinainom niya yan sa mga Israelites? Natandaan natin, malamang ito'y gold-plated siya. At ang purong laman nitong cow na ito ay kahoy. It could be like shittim wood overlaid with gold. And so the majority element here is not the gold, it's wood. And so it's a wooden calf overlaid with a little bit of gold, and Moses grinded it into powder. You want your God? You want to worship your God? Drink it. So I think a lot of people would not like Moses as the pastor. Yan dapat talaga ang gawin sa mga karaoke, sa mga TV movies na telenod, no, yung mga movies na pinanunod ng malaswa, yung mga babasahin na pangit talaga ng malaswa, dapat sunugin tapos ipainom doon sa mga gustong gumamit ng ganyan. Yan ang remedy ni Pastor Moses, kung pastor siya, hindi naman siya pastor. I'm just using him as an example. Ano kayang sabihin ng mga netizens kay Moses? Pinainom ng pastor ang kanilang mga kasalanan. Dinurog muna, sinunog, tapos pinainom. I think Moses would be in big trouble today. Many people would not like him. They wouldn't be sharing this. But this is what Moses did in his anger. He made them drink it. Let me tell you something. God will allow you to be consumed by your sin. If you love your sin so much that you will not repent, God will give you over to your sin. Halimbawa, meron kang kasalanan. Mahal na mahal mo yung kasalanan mo. Nangaral na ang pastor, nakikita mo ng katotohanan sa salita ng Diyos, pero hindi ka pa nagbabago, pababayaan ka ng Diyos sa iyong kasalanan. Pero yung resulta ng kasalanan mo, hindi mo pwedeng piliin. Magbabayad ka, sisingilin ka talaga ng Diyos sa iyong kasalanan. Verse 21, and Moses said unto Aaron, Why did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? So here Moses is confronting Aaron. So Moses said unto Aaron, so pinagalitan ni Moses si Aaron. Now sino si Aaron? Kapatid ni Moses. Si Aaron yung leader ng mga pare, ng pagpapare. Si Moses yung propeta, yung pare si Aaron. So second in command, kumbaga si Aaron. Kaya nung wala si Moses, sino ang naging pastor nila, kumbaga? Si Aaron. At si Aaron, tingnan mo ang sinabi niya sa verse 22. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. Huwag mo akong sisihin, sabi ni Aaron. Alam mo naman yung mga tao, pasaway. And Aaron said, for they said unto me, so verse 23, sinabihan ako, make us gods which shall go before us, for as this for Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not, hindi natin alam, what has become of him. We didn't know what happened to Moses, so hey Aaron, why don't you make us gods so we can worship? And I said unto them, verse 24, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. You know, so Aaron is lying. Aaron is saving his face. Aaron is sinning. He sinned against the Lord. He followed the people. So tingnan natin. Totoo ba na ang majority is always right? Hindi. Ang gusto ng taong bayan, sumamba dyan kay Apis, yung bull god ng Egypt. Kaya tinanong nila si Aaron, gawan mo naman kami ng Diyos-Diyosan, Aaron, basbasan mo nga yan para makapagsamba na kami kasi hindi namin alam kung ano nangyari kay Moses. Yan ang kagustuhan ng taong bayan. Tama ba ang kanilang kagustuhan? No. So, hindi porke majority is always right. Hindi ho palaging tama ang majority. Halimbawa, pag halimbawa, mas higit 50% sa inyo, gusto na ninyo palitan yung worship natin. Ipasok natin yung drums, ipasok natin yung contemporary Christian music. Halimbawa, 60%, 70%, 80% sa inyo, gusto ng ganyan. Tama na ba yon? Is that proper? Is that correct? O, anong record sa Bible? Hindi majority is correct. Ang sa Bible, God is correct. Even if we are in the minority, even if we do not have the numbers, We are not to change the worship of God to suit our desires and to entertain ourselves. Majority is not correct. Biblical standards are not determined by majority vote. Ganyan ho, ito ang problema talaga ng tao. Sa mata ng tao, sila ang tama, ang Diyos ay mali. Kaya pag sinabi ng Diyos, huwag kayong ganito, huwag kayong ganyan, yung tao, sasabi nila, ano ang gusto natin? Ganito o ganyan? What so on? So, iboto natin, Pastor. You know, you cannot vote on righteousness and godlessness. Ha? So, ang problema natin sa bayan ay yung democracy. Kung ano ang gusto ng taong bayan, yun ang masusunod. Kung nasa tuwid at tama, very good. Kaya lang, kung nasa mali, very bad. So, hindi ho ganyan ang church. Sa pamamahala ng church, kung anong sinabi ng Bible, yun ang tama. Kahit na buong iglesia sabi nila, hindi, gusto namin gawin ito, basta meron kang pahina, sipi, meron kang verse, na labag sa verse na yan, tama pa rin ang Bible, mali ang tao. Let us pray. Hindi tayo makaalis sa Exodus 32. Ano ba yan? Baka meron tinuturo sa atin ng Diyos. Amen? So ipagpatuloy natin ito next time. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. I pray, Father, that we would pay attention to the Scriptures. That not always, the majority is not always right. And sometimes we have to stand against the crowd to honor you. And so, Father, I pray we would honor you in our worship. We would get rid of contemporary Christian music and rocking it out, and even soft rock and subtle ways the devil uses music and clothing and dancing and all that. Entertainment in the church, Lord, we pray it out. And Lord, I pray, Father, you bless us, Lord, preserve us. I pray many souls would come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Help us to glorify you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.